It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Welcome to Fresh Oil, my friend. I'm Keith Manley, and today we wrap up a special week of programming where I feature the story behind the song. You see, along with being a pastor and the host of this radio program, I've been in the gospel music industry for about 4 decades, and I've written a lot of songs. Many of them I've recorded, some other artists have recorded, but today's story comes right out of one of my most painful chapters in my life and a song that I wrote as a result of what I went through. About a year and a half ago, I woke up one morning and just simply could not walk. I had been dealing with severe back problems for months, and I had many injections and procedures in my back. I felt like the little woman from Mark chapter 5 in the Bible when it says she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. I went to every kind of doctor I could think of, pain management, neurologists, spinal surgeons, and no one could help me walk. Finally, after about 10 months, I had just started walking on my own with the cane for about 2 weeks. I was driving home from Nashville, and we stopped at a rest area to use the bathroom. When I went to open the door, the wind blew the door, knocking me backwards, breaking my hip. And I had to drive 3 hours to get home, and I wound up in the emergency room in extreme pain and got the bad news that I already knew from the pain: I had broken my hip. Just when I thought I was catching a break from the pain, it went from better to worse in a New York minute. Sometimes we go through life smooth sailing, and we forget to give God thanks for our health. I've been guilty of that. We often take the little things for granted. When I broke my hip, I remember that day like it was yesterday, because it happened not too long ago on my 65th birthday. The doctor told me it would take months for my hip to heal, and it would still take several months for me to walk again in a good way. And I can still remember the feeling of hopelessness engulfing my heart, as I really felt like I was starting all over again. There's something you'll hear me say on Fresh Oil again and again, and that is this philosophy that keeps me going when bad things happen in our lives. It's this: nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through the hands of a sovereign God. And if it gets this far, it's come with a great purpose, and God will see me through it. For the entire year of my trial, I continued to show up every Sunday and preach from a stool behind the pulpit I had ministered in faithfully for 40 years. Just 1 month after falling and starting all over again, I got up that Sunday morning and felt compelled to go to the piano, something I had not done for a little while. I used the walker and sat down with that special feeling I get when God wants to speak through me and use my gift of songwriting. I desperately wanted a breakthrough that day. I remember crying out to God, saying, "God, I need a break. I need a breakthrough." Friend, I felt God touch me that morning, and that touch resulted in this song that we are featuring today. It's on my latest CD entitled Revival, and the song is called Breakthrough. You see, the next day when I went to the doctor, just 1 month after my fall, the doctor told me that the hip, which was supposed to take 4 months to heal, was healed. God literally took my broken hip, and He gave me a breakthrough. That's the story behind the song. Now here's my song called Breakthrough.
I don't have the words to say for what I'm going through, what I'm facing now, the storm that took my breath away. It didn't come from You. It didn't take me down. In my darkest moments, You were always by my side. You gave me the courage, Lord, for the fight of life. Forever I'll sing you your praise. Every day, oh, my heart belongs to you. Goodness and mercy, they have come my way as you show me what to do. When I knelt down to pray, I heard you say, here is your breakthrough. There will always be a mountain that's too hard to climb. Questions on my mind. A valley that is deep and wide. But I will not fear, 'cause I know you're near. Even when I'm weary, I can always as you give me grace each day. And you make your mercies new. I will run and not be weary. Walk and not be faint. I will mount up with the wings of an eagle.
That's one of my latest songs. It's entitled Breakthrough from my new album called Revival. I hope you enjoyed that today. That's the story behind the song. Now let's go to the scripture. It's found in John chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. It says, sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. Imagine waiting that long for your breakthrough. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." And then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. Even though my miracle took a full year before it manifested, I can't imagine this poor man. 38 years he waited there in order to be healed. That pool is somewhere I visit when I go to the land of Israel, usually every year. And the town is called, or the place is called Bethesda, the pool of Bethesda. But in Hebrew, it's Beit Hasda. Beit means house, and Hasda is the Hebrew word for mercy. It was the house of mercy. See, friend, grace is when you get something you don't deserve. Mercy is when you don't get what you do deserve. See, the Bible tells us that all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. What we deserve is hell. But what does God do? Through His grace He extended at the cross, He gives us salvation. And then He extends His mercy, and we don't get what we do deserve. This man got something that day he didn't deserve, and God healed his body. He picked up his mat, and he walked that day. I've often wondered how Jesus visited such a place where everybody laying there was sick. But it's one person He chose to pick out and heal him that day, and Jesus picked probably one of the worst case scenarios. He picked a guy who had been sick for 38 years, and God gave him a breakthrough that day. Friend, when you need a breakthrough, it always begins with a decision. Jesus asked the man, "Do you want to be made well?" And then he gave an excuse. "I don't have anybody to help get me in the pool." Jesus didn't ask him that, but that was his reply. I think today you may be listening to this program and you're thinking, "Keith, I've gone through my condition for so long that I'm losing hope." I can tell you, friend, I know how that feels because I've been there. But I want you to know today, God is a God of breakthroughs. He gives it to us again and again and again. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul writes about what he calls his thorn in the flesh. I've heard a lot of people say what they felt this thorn was. Paul simply called it a messenger of Satan to torment me. "And three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but He said," now listen to this, "my grace is sufficient." My grace is enough for you, and my power is made perfect in weakness. You see, friend, when we go through weaknesses, when we go through times when we just don't think we can make it, times we wonder if we'll ever get through what we're facing, it's then that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. Paul went on to say, "Therefore," now I taught you, when you see the word "therefore," stop and see what it's there for. He's going to say something heavy. "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses." Are you crazy, Paul? You delight in weaknesses? He goes on and says, "in insults, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties." Now listen to this word. "For when I am weak, then I am strong." I want you to know today, friend, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing today in your life, in the middle of your weakness, you can find strength through Jesus Christ. When you are weak, then He is strong in you. Sometimes it's hard for me to imagine that it was just 9 months ago when I took that fall and broke my hip. And you know what, friend? In these past 9 months, God has given me more determination. That's when I made the decision to return to radio, to return to television, to do everything within my power for the gospel and to share the message of God's grace with everyone I possibly can. Because in my weakness, I am made strong in Christ Jesus. Friend, I think it's no accident you tuned into this program today. I believe God had you listen. If there's anything I'm fanatic about, it's the sovereignty of God and His providence. That God does what He wants to do, and that He is faithful with providence to cause the right people to come across my path at just the right time. And I believe He brought you to listen to this program today on Fresh Oil. Hey, if you are enjoying the program of Fresh Oil, I'd love to hear from you. My address is really simple. It's simply my name, Keith Manley, KEITHMANLEY, at me.com. And I'd love to hear from you today. Let me know what station you're listening to the program on, or if you're listening to my podcast, let me know. I really appreciate you tuning in. And I want you to know today, I am praying today that you will experience a breakthrough, that God will meet you right where you're at. He loves you, friend.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He He makes His mercies new every morning.